I'm gonna switch. I'm listening to DB Black Star. Okay, what pistachios? Why pistachio? Because I had a pistachio cupcake this morning. Then last night I had pistachios. Then this morning I had, because it was on the desk, I'm just like, yeah, let me have some. Crack some open. Made a huge mess on my table, my keyboard, the floors. But I'm like, I'm happy. Yeah. And my favorite pistachio person from James Bond film is Topo Shan Topo. My favorite guy. Here it is. Put the link. There he is. My favorite character. Every character he plays, just like, that's my favorite guy. It doesn't matter. I was like, oh, he said through that. Screw that. Just get where you're from, who you are, what you're of, whatever. Just get it out of your head. Just look at the acting. I like that guy. The best was, well, actually Flash Gordon was nice, but For Your Eyes Only. For Your Eyes Only. I forgot who sings that. For Your Eyes. Is that Sheena Easton? I think it's Sheena Easton soundtrack. Let me see IMDb soundtrack. No, it's not there. Okay. Actually, For Your Eyes Only had a somebody I liked, the Bond girl I liked, Carol Burkett. Let me see. Why can't I find it? Why is it that IMDb doesn't have a soundtrack? This movie soundtrack is sung by, they don't have it. Stars. Okay. What about the music? Who sang? We don't know. Lyrics by Mick Leeson. So, all the way on the bottom. It says lyrics by Mick Leeson. Performed by Sheena Easton. Sheena. She's still around. Yes, she is. But I don't know. Maybe she quit. Because I haven't heard anything from Sheena for a long time. Man. This is back in the 80s. When in the 80s, you knew who she was. The hairdo. You know. It's like, hey, I'm trying to be David Bowie. So I guess she's still around. Still performing, 63. Wow. Country music. What? Yeah, today's one of those days. Here's a buzzer. I'll call it, because it's like buzz killer. Everybody say buzz. killer. I just want to hear the buzzer. Buzz. So, I was reading on some chat channels, and there's certain ones that these guys do meditation experiments, like how you control your brain muscles, like where to go. Then it takes, some people will get it right away, some people will take years to get it. No, it took me a whole year to kind of get an idea, like how to activate certain things. And there's a try this stuff. If you, doesn't matter what you do, turn your computer, you want to browse stuff, just browse for hours, for like an hour, do something for like a couple hours, and make your top frontal lobes active. I was like, I never tried that, because usually when I look at everything, it kind of, it's in my eyes, but it goes all the way back. Because I'm listening. When I do podcasts, I get listen to sounds, so I'm just like, never tried that. Okay, let me give it a shot. So I did it. I have to say one thing about GTA 5. Back to back of Kyle Heist. If you play the game, Kyle Heist, it's an island heist. I figured out the key long time ago. It was just like, once I just had to do this, dun, you're done, like, you know, half an hour and a half. Actually, no, more like 45 minutes. Okay. Then you do the new one, which involves Dr. Dre's character. And that thing takes about 2 hours. So you do it back to back. It's not worth it. So I would say do it at your leisure. Just do it for a little bit. Walk away. Because these screens, they're not helping. And now that I calibrated both my screen, well, the blues are coming out a little more. I have to redo it again. Take down the blue. The blue screen things. Yeah, it's bad. So I had a setup like that. And I set up because of the new graphics card, I'm able to get 4K on one side, which is default, is 4K. 4K 2K monitor, UHD. The other one, the BenQ, is only 2K. But because the new graphics card, I can DSR. Double the resolution and display. So it was great, but you know what? Oh my god. When you do that frontal lobe stuff, it's like after I finish and I read the rest of the instructions, it's like you'll feel like you've been playing this game for days. I'm like, what? Like, oh, no wonder I'm just feel like a drone, you know. It's just like feel like a zombie afterwards. I'm like, god, I gotta pass out. So I passed out. Then I thought it was Wednesday, even though I knew that I did a podcast on Wednesday, but it was like, oh yeah, to the podcast yesterday. Yesterday is Wednesday. Today's Thursday. If I knew that, I still thought I was on Wednesday. And then it really screw. It's not screwing, but it is so weird. It's like you lost time. Then I I think I'm pretty sure before I woke up this morning, I heard police cars, the in-game police cars coming by. I'm like, whoa. That's weird. And then I'm sure I had a dream that I was part of that game. So now I'm thinking about it, like, wow, look, I know exactly what they're going to do with the Unreal Engine 5 if they do plug us in. If everybody's on the goggles, then that's what you're going to feel. They're going to make you feel, you know, the dopamine part of your, the dopamine part of your muscle will go off. They want you to be there. Don't try it. Do not try it. If you don't know how to do it, don't do it. If you know how to do it, early on, I was taught that if you get disoriented, if you, some situation happens, you're disoriented. You know, you could be, you know, a little tipsy or something. One, your cognitive thing back, you activate that part, your brain. You sit, meditate, you push it a little bit harder on top, muscles. And that will bring out the dopamine, endorphins. It will kind of clear your head just a little bit. So there's a way around to do that when you do meditations, but you can learn how to do it. But I would say don't do anything stupid like I did. But you know what? I found out how they're gonna plug us in and do the things they want to do with us, because you'll be stuck in this thing and you can't get out. You can't walk away. You know, most of the time, yes, I'm on my computer and stuff, but I do look away, listen to music, then I turn my head, I shut everything off, and just listen to music. I'll be looking at something else. No, I'll be looking at a book or something. So I've got tons of books in the studio, photo books. I look at them. Or I'll stand up, take a walk around the house, or something. Sometimes I'll just lie down and meditate after at least one or 1.5 hours, maybe two, on the screen. Then I need to get out, need to walk around. But to stay on for that long period, for me, that was long, man. That was like close to 5 hours. I'm just like, wow. But it felt like 2 days. It felt like days went by. And this morning I had to go out and meditate to get everything back, get my brain back to normal, all that stuff. And I was, last night I was laying down and heart rate was going crazy. Just like, all sorts of like weird signals. And then back hurts because I'm pushing really hard. My neck hurts. I had a crack it this morning. So I had to do my stretch and it was okay. Holy cow, man. So now I'm thinking, hey, if they chip you, they can activate that part of your brain and say reward, right? And they can do that, plug you in, so you do something, reward. And they want to see, they want to do this so that the population just goes away. Because, you know, I mean, how many times you heard I don't know if it's on the news anymore, but how many times you heard someone went to one of those gaming hotels and passed away? Or somebody in front of the desk playing a game for a week with no food, no drink, they piss in your diapers. Like, died. Right? That's not cool. But that's what they want. That's the effect. I mean, I love gaming. I really like what they do with some of these environments. I mean, even with the graphics cards, I didn't know about until I got the new one and plugged it in and turned everything high. I'm like, oh my god, there's trees. Oh my god, there's plants. Oh my, I never seen that before. Right? It draws it in and everything looks shiny. And it's like, oh, this is like a totally brand new experience. And that's how they're going to draw you into it. I mean, if you into games, you know, Unreal Engine 5, it just jaw-drop. I mean, just wow. You know, it takes forever to render. But after hours and hours of rendering, you see the final result, even just a tiny bit of thing with the correct lighting, how they refract surfaces. Not because I do photography, I see that all the time with the real objects when I'm shooting. Like, okay, I need a little more reflection here. Reflection, I'll put something else, put a light source or something, or put a different lens in front of another lens to get refraction. Softer lens. Then you can get like certain effect. So I knew about them. And also you can put a glass in front, like an irregular shaped glass in front of the lens to get a different effect. But they can do it now in Unreal Engine. You don't have, so what do they need photographers for, right? So they get rid of photographers, they get rid of cinematographers, photographers, and they get rid of everybody and say, we don't need you. The job goes away slowly. Then it becomes automated. Then it becomes robots taking over, or artificial intelligence. Then you go on webs like a Bond car, James Bond car. I like to see the sunbeam. Let me see. Sunbeam, Bond's car, Bond car. Sunbeam Alpine. They call it Alpine in England. It's Alpine for Americans. This is what my friend said. He's fine. He was born in DLP, living in England for a while, and then came to US. Something Alpine. Alpine. Something Alpine. From the Pinterest page, look it up. So, I like to see something helping. I like to see James Bond driving that. Do a search, and guess what? The computer will do. The computer will generate that. It's like I want to see them on the road in. I don't know, Monaco, and it would generate the whole thing based on the pictures people take it. Then it would generate a 3D version of it. It would generate the car in 3D, and And you'll be like, oh my God. Right? For us, it would be like that. But for the younger generation, oh, this is commonplace. I mean, it's cool in one way. I mean, just like, wow, holy cow, you can do that now. You can take 4 pictures of anything and make it in 3D. It's amazing. Right? But how do you make that car? How do you build it? Can someone build it from scratch? Will younger people know how to do that? The next generation, not younger people, I'm talking about generations after. Or they just say, computer, print me this, or, you know, or maybe just click on it, like, the computer will print it out in real life. So, I mean, would there be appreciation for the thing or not? No, you can just print this out. You can just disintegrate it. It's like, yeah, let's reprint it again. Like, what about the history of it? Will the computer show the history? Will the people who controls the history? Well, the whole generation of whatever, the next after that. We don't want you to know how people sweat their butt off to build one of these things. Yeah, it's not easy. Low cars, yes, they use machine, 1960s, I think. Alpine was like 60-something. You know, they built it. Actually, no, Alpine was a little older. I was looking at the Toyota GT 2000. That's 67. Alpine, I'm not sure. Something up, 1.6 liter. Yeah, it's like, you know, the effort put in to design this car first, to build the first one, to test it, then to build a whole production of it. You know, it takes time. Some are manual labor. They didn't have a mega factory. They didn't have to make a, whatever, the Tesla make a thing. You know, with these machine arms going. No, they don't have that. Everything's by hand, or it's machine by hand. They don't have those things. It was a pure sweat. Pure blood and sweat to build these things. That's why they're cherished. People will know. They're like, oh, God, this is beautiful stuff. Yeah, it's great. And they see the new kids like, oh, we could just print this. It's out. You know, of course, the older generation would be like, you guys suck. You guys don't know. But for the younger kids, we don't care. We just want this. Right. So there, when you see it that way, the mentality changes. Then everything else changes. Because the older generations, the boomers, or the after boomer generation, millennials, yes, they kind of sort of do. Some of the new kids, they do because, you know, maybe their family or someone taught them how to, well, they have a real interest how to build stuff from scratch. But majority, it's just you know, I don't care. I can have like that. Everything's just instantaneous. If it's not instantaneous, they lose interest. So there's no patience. Lost that for one generation. Lost it. Hopefully we can get it back. Maybe teach them. I don't know. But one generation lost their. They have no patience. So I need to do this now. Even though there's people my age at the time, I was going around, I started noticing. Like driving. I'm talking about cars. Let's talk. Let's move to driving, right? No patience. They must get in front of you. Then they slow down. Say, well, I have to be in front of you. They get impatient behind you. So you go in front. You go past them. It's like, why are you slowing down? So I go past. You go past them. Then they start racing you. No, I have to be in front of you. That started it long, long time ago. It's gotten worse over time. I just noticed that. But, you know, majority of people don't do that. But it just seems like there's more. I'm seeing more and more. It's crazy. So, everything is instantaneous. No patience. Wow. Right. And they'd rather be inside of, rather have that experience inside a computer than go out and actually feel the stuff, tangible things. It's slowly coming back, but it's just one generation, one side of it just plugged in 24/7. All of us have a contribution to that. Especially me. Like, I write programs, you know, for cars, to make a car run, make an object link together and they work. So they look like a car. They work like a car. And people buy the stuff and they just stay in the game and play. You know, like, what do you do? It's like, once I'm finished, I'm out. Like, I'm going outside. I need to do real things. Otherwise, my brain would just fry and just won't take it. No way. Yeah, so, oh man. So my thing with the, like, same thing with the GTA 5. Well, what do I play? I play for the cars. And I was researching, I was looking at all the Bond cars, you know, what's missing. And once in a while, I would comment, would send something to Rockstar. I think I know somebody there. I would send their email, sending me a thing. I think the next one I would send them is, you guys need a something helping, or a GT, Toyota 2000 GT in the game. Like, one of those classics has to go. Should be a Bond collection. So you got all the other Bond collections. Well, why can't you get this one then? Interesting, right? So anyway, so funny thing, all this stuff came up and related to the Boomer Bond. Somehow started with pistachios and tofu. But anyway, it is what it is, right? You know, the higher ups want, they want us to do. would they be successful? I don't know. So far, yeah. Because what could knock them down? Right? Even though the whole Sussman thing or the dorm, it just, they tried it, yeah. But I don't know what the, and somebody's gonna say, oh, Q's doing something, or something, because there's this, that, and if the bad guys still here, haven't got caught, why? Shall we gun them already? If the public knows, oh, these are bad guys, and nobody rise up. Well, there are people who rise up, but majority of people didn't rise up. That means they, if they knew, then it's like, well, I got the issues. Or it's like, oh, I can do nothing. So I'm not sure what's going to happen. I think they will impose some other things. And it's going to happen, of course. I would say just go with the flow. But keep yourself if you can. If you get swayed, right, whatever, okay. But you got to remember who you are, right? This is all the inner works. You know who you are. No, if, say, future job comes, oh, you cannot behave like that. Well, then just behave nicely. Then when you go home, behave the way you are. Outside of it, right? Bad part is everybody has a camera. It's like, see that my coworker does this thing. Know what that becomes? That's communist youth. That's what they did. If you know the history, what they did in China, everybody can narc on anybody else. I'm not sure United States will be like that. I don't think so. I mean, you can look at it. Look at the whole Johnny Depp thing. Right, Amber Heard. Johnny Depp and Heard. I didn't even watch that thing, but I just knew. Like, yeah, she did it. She did the whole Me Too thing. It's like, oh, crap. Me Too people, they're gonna go bananas after the verdict. They're like, no, they'll do that, right? But you look at this, just it will not work right now at this time, but in the future, I'm not sure. So you have to behave a certain way. So how can a, yes, you have to behave nicely to your neighbor. Just remember that, like, you go outside, you call your neighbor, you do the smacking with the, what's his name, Prince of Bel-Air. Will Smith slap next neighbor with no reason at all. What do you think is going to happen? Your neighbor's going to punch you in the face. Yeah. It's like, hey, I want to be treated like, you know, everybody else. I treat somebody in some certain way, I want to be treated the same, right? Whether it's in the Bible or not, religion, not, everybody has that. It's like, I don't want to be treated like a jerk. I don't treat you like a jerk. Why are you treating me like a jerk? So, screw you. Boom. Slap. Right. That's the basic stuff. Don't be a jerk, and nobody will be a jerk with you. If someone being a jerk with you, you can fight back, or just, yeah, it's not worth it. Walk away. Now, one day that will be control. If the big guys get their way, that will be control. They will do the communist new thing. That guy over there is bad. We gotta kick his ass. And everybody will be showing up. Everybody's phone to kick this guy's ass. It would be a picture. Everybody look at him. You're a boom. Kick. Remember when you're kids? I don't know. When I was a kid. I don't know if the kids still do that. Walk around high school in the hallway, somebody put a piece of paper and kick me and tape it behind. You'll be like, hey, how's it going? Slapping on one of your friends. People are kicking. Like, what the? Of course, I mean, I after the first time, I'm like, that thing. Like, it's reaching on my back. I rip it out. But they're kids that didn't know, just getting kicked. That was part of the fun of being in high school with your friends, doing stupid things. It was fun, right? But imagine this is the way. One person say, we get a social credit score system in the United States. One person just barely missed a payment of something. Or something. This guy's being labeled. So imagine everybody has a... If they start wearing AR glasses, or they have a chip inside, or like some kind of thing they can see, you look at the person, you will see it. See the label on top. See a label, say, no, with a dislike hand on top of the person, and everybody just, imagine that. It's something that was private, now everybody knows. My grandpa said the best. He told us a long, long time ago. You know, my father bought the Pentax, I think. I don't know, one of the cameras. Or a Nikon, which I have right now. I'll keep it safe. He said one day we're going to lose our privacy because camera will be everywhere. He saw it happen. I'm like, oh my God, he was right. Because everybody does. And I'm the guilty one too, because I have a phone that I trade stuff with, specifically doing some web, like indoor things. It's not chipped. Then I got my regular phone that's chipped. Both of them have two cameras, in the front one facing you, in the back. That's just the two phones. I have two backup phones. Actually, I have three backup phones. One of them I cannot use anymore. It's 2G. Doesn't do 3G anymore. The other one is the other Sony. I forgot what the K17. I forgot what it is. It's tiny. I really like that one. That still works. I was trying to test something over the weekend. Got it working. Just charge it and it's working. It's super fast too. That has a camera in there. Yeah, I'm totally guilty. And I have a Polaroid cube in front of my car to capture while I'm driving. So it's just, you know, it's accidents or something. Well, pre-accidents, I can catch them. I don't get any accidents. So far, so good. I might jinx myself right now. But rarely. I see it happen all the time. So I'm just back off. I'm guilty. I got three digital cameras with lenses. I can shoot far away. I can shoot macro like I did today with the pistachios. Right? Then I got other cameras, little cameras lying around that I bought just because I was curious. Like, oh, wonder what this thing does. And the iPad. iPad is a camera. So how many if I have all this thing on different part of the house, with some, when somebody, all the people need to do, the people want to know to do, want to figure it out, just turn on, remotely turn on everything. I lost my privacy right there. So, I don't care as much. I don't think we care as much right now. But there's that mentality of it. So part of me, I can feel when somebody, it's their whole lives is in front page and stuff, celebrities, and it's like they don't get no privacy. But it seems like we, the public, start losing our privacy at the same time. Because you could be tweeting something. It could be a no person. You're just like, hey, I'm doing this thing. And one of your friends posted it somewhere else. And the whole world got to see it. Even though you say it's private. They say, nope. There's no privacy option when you share. It's not like, hey, I can retract the button. There was a software long time ago, but not anymore. So what do you do? Like, oh, I cannot share my life. It's like, go get out of the social media and stuff, and I can't. It's like some of my friends were in there. How do we do? I don't know. How do we judge? How do you judge social? How do you get social credit? I mean, yes, they do it whenever over in China, Australia, I think Europe, some parts of Europe, they started doing that. Personal privacy. Do we remove the camera out of the cell phones? Because those cell phones, they're not a camera. My other backup doesn't. It's a life phone. It has no camera. Zero, but has microphone, can hear people, kind of. What do you do? Like, even with the phones, regular phones, non-camera, like home phones, you lost privacy, right? A little bit, because somebody can pick it up in the other room, listen in. And was that the start? Or was it the start of on the internet? And the very first video camera, desktop video camera, video conferencing thing. And that's when we lost it. And the phone came out. It's like, well, we can do this. Why don't we put it in a phone? Because it's small enough. I mean, eventually it'd be those camera modules would be nothing. Like 1 millimeter. Now what? Oh, right. Imagine that 1 millimeter camera thing. And you can attach it. It's like a virus. You can attach yourself to next to yourself to a couple more other ones. It could be spray with a spray can. You can just spray a wall. Like, that's my camera right there. And it could be remotely activated with the Wi-Fi, whatever the thing they're going to, the wireless thing they're going to have in the future. It's like, oh my God, they can paint the whole car. They can paint the furniture. You can't, you won't be able to tell if this thing is capturing you. It's crazy. Zero privacy. As cool as it is, there has to be something in there. Some kind of doctrine or some kind of guideline to go into this, these new techs. Because some of the things just, you know, I'm sharing this intentionally. Right now I can be anonymous, right? Sharing this intentionally anonymous. Okay, then do we take the anonymous out, like what Elon is doing, wanted to do with Twitter? I think that's not what you want to do. I think there's certain people who's like, I want to be the official me and take responsibility of my name. Now pay for service or something. One time payment. It's like, this is me. They prove it. That's you. I think that's what it is. He's trying to do. And they say, you don't want to, then you can just have your pseudonym. Do whatever you want. Right? Hide behind the keyboard thing. If you want that, you can. I don't know. I kind of like that idea. If it's really you said the things, you kind of own it, right? It's pretty complex. Like a data, social interaction in data. So different because it could be copied as is everywhere. And now we got so many tools. I've been watching a movie remake of Star Wars ending. Star Wars, like short, it's like 6 minutes short, but it was redone with that deepfake. And just, holy cow. Right? In the future, we can't tell the difference. How do you know? Somebody can hack in and say, that's you. So you're going to be responsible. How are you going to prove you didn't do it? So it's getting harder. Harder and harder. It's like, man, we got a serious issue. I mean, I knew that a long time ago, but I didn't expect our internet connection would go up to this high. You know, I was expecting HTML 1.0 stays as is. We're not going to the CMS, not going into this whole, now we got the podcast 2.0 things, which is cool. I love it. But now I got Telegram. I'm looking at Telegram. Looking at this, somebody made a sign. Like, somebody can do that now. Right away. Donkeypox, the disease killing America. Crazy, right? Somebody can just make that. And I can see it's Photoshop. Like, some part of it looks like Photoshop. but might not be. Might just be somewhere. No, eventually they get rid of the paper and just have a digital display. But somewhere, somebody made this. Say, hey, printer, print this out. I'll pay you whatever, and deliver it to my house or something. Or you buy the ass space, and the company will say, yeah, we don't care. You can pour whatever you want. We just post it. You're the one that's going to get in trouble, not me. When the cop comes, yeah, I'm just going to pour it to you. All right? Okay. Good. Where's my money? Pum. All right. Sign goes up next day. That says donkeypox. Are they killing? I don't know. Are all the donkeys killing? No, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think. Yes, majority. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But there are a few that don't agree what's happening with the U.S., which I'm fine with. Everybody has their own agenda for something. Yeah, so I mean, this whole social thing, I think we need to grow up a little bit. The whole industry, tech industry, social, whatever, data industry, us as humans, politician, forget about them. Current politician, forget about them. Let them go. It's not worth it. They're old money people. And just let them go. Even the elites, the old money elites, just let them go. But the rest of us are going to be here for the next few years, few decades, maybe. We gotta grow up, all of us. Take some form of responsibility, but don't do it so you kill somebody, something. We need to find out the truth. We need to learn all that back, what we had before the internet. Like, we had this thing, the world had this thing. People were enlightened, but yeah, but majority of people were like, no, that's wrong. Doesn't sound right. And there's nobody picking on people. It's like thieves. Like, hey, I'm gonna get you to sign this thing. I got your name, your address. Now I can look up your credit cards through the internet, dark web or something, and get some, suck the money out of your bank. This is all internet. This is all of it. I get tons. Spam mail. It's like, oh, there's something wrong with your PayPal account. What is, oh, there's something. There's a package for your UPS. You need to sign in. It's totally unofficial. I know the official UPS. You know, and just tons and tons of stuff. Oh, somebody did something. Oh, you gotta sign into your whatever account on your cryptos, because we need to verify. Like, what? It's not even going directly, right? It's just not. So you, me, we gotta be responsible for this. You have the responsibility to find out, figure it out. If you're gonna get into it, first, do not panic sell and panic buy. And second rule is buy low, sell high. Never do the opposite. I've seen so many people do the opposite. Also, they get scared and they sell low. Like, you just lost. You know that. So, So just wait. Just watch. If it gets lower, buy some more. Watch, it's gonna come back. There's so many people just doing that. This email, man. Just asking for, like, verify your wallet. Like, what? It's like, who are you? I know that. But people will get into this. You want to get into crypto, you gotta know, you gotta read into it to see what's on underneath. And you gotta understand it. The processes on that stuff. And never respond to any email. Even official ones, just like, no. Get this out of here. If they say, oh, you need to log into your account, go to the official webpage and log in. If nothing happens, that means it's spam. You can do it that way. But for me, because I got a cool email program, again, get with the links. Displayed everything. Hover over links. I get all the everything, all the codes. I can see. Okay, so I'm gonna stop editing all this stuff, but yeah, we need to be responsible for those. We need to be responsible for the next generation. Comes with these data stuff, you know, and the dopamine thing from rewards. Like, how do we? I mean, it's cool what they want to do right now, because in a game you're playing all that stuff, you'll get a reward. Oh, you've accomplished this thing, you get a reward, and it's like worth nothing. It's fake money, right? But you get the endorphins. And that's the reward. Oof. So we gotta be the future, like, do we want that? Or shall we find a way to make it so it's not really about reward systems. Get a little less attractive. I don't know how to do this. Because that will make the game boring. The only way I can think of is doing the whole Star Trek thing with holodeck thing. So it actually feels something. I think that's the key, because when you do something, so like GTA 5, you drove a car into another car, you don't get that shakes, you don't get the sound, you don't get the, you might get hurt from banging on something, or you might actually get really hurt, right? They ever get the, what's that thing called? Boom, 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 boom. The airbags. I got hit by an airbag, and I still feel the pain from my back. Once in a while, I'll still get it. So, because we don't get that feeling, so it's like, yeah, it's okay then. That's how brain works. No, brain. Oh, well. I can get away with it. I'll keep doing it. So how are we gonna change that for the future? Otherwise, all the kids in the future, they're gonna be plugged in 24/7. You won't see any people walking around. Now, would they be miserable? I don't think so. I'm sure wherever they plug them in, they're gonna find a way to induce certain things, but when they unplug, you need to eat. You need to eat your pudding, or else you don't get your meat. You don't eat your meat, how can you get your pudding? Right? Unplug, then it's like, then they will, you see them, they'll be like depressed people walking towards a vending machine that prints out bugs. Bug chunks, but bugs, soy bugs, who knows what else, little squares, that's your food. I don't want that. I don't want to see the whole future generation go towards that way. Like, no, it's terrible for humans. I don't think it's going to happen, but right now, if we can find a way to teach them, I don't know. I don't know how to do it. You can limit them, but it doesn't work that way. So it's like proper education from the beginning. And don't let the kids have computers or they don't have any association with digital devices until they graduate from high school. Maybe that. No crazy teaching about like, oh, it's okay, but it's inclusive. Just teach the original stuff. Just math is math, history is history, whatever, English, second language, science is a science, art, don't mix other stuff in there, right? Let them decide what they want to do. Then when they turn 18, like, hey, as your graduation reward, we give you an iPhone. How about that? They'd be like, yay! Now, of course, can go sideways, of course. But I think that's the only way right now we can teach kids. I don't know what else to do. But unfortunately, I see kids, like first graders, have iPhones. Baby have iPhones. So how do you take that digital device outside of it? You know? Some kids, they'll be like, oh, this is boring, right? The other kids are like, oh my God, I'm going to stay in here forever. Yeah. Ooh. It's nuts. And skinning is getting nuttier with the Unreal Engine 5, and just, I can't imagine like Unreal 6 or Unreal 10. Unreal 10. Holy cow. Would it be a hologram thing? Like, it's like, wait, there's an anime projected in my room. Like, wait a second, how did it get there? It'll freak me out. That would freak me out, totally. Like, no. Get out of here. Otherwise, I'm going to plug the whole house. Okay, so, I don't know. I guess I had enough with this chat. I don't know what to say, except have a wonderful weekend, have a wonderful day, Friday, a wonderful weekend. Obi-Wan Kenobi, it was not bad, sorry, it's not bad, it's okay. Star Trek, it's not bad, new one, it's not bad, it's okay. I'm still watching Stargate SG-1. Almost finished. Only one of the two reasons. I'll say the one reason. So I can go to sleep. Because I know the show. back of my head. So I watch it, I'll pass out. This is the best sleeping pill I ever had. The only thing sucks is my projection TV doesn't turn off by itself. I gotta set a timer thing on there. It's like wins off, nothing showing. Shuts off. I don't think it has that ability, but that's the only gripe I have. Other than that, just like no sound, no nothing. Like, oh, I'd best sleep. Now, I don't remember which episode I'm watching, so I don't get the dreams, you know, associated to the TV show. Do you ever get that? You watch TV and you pass out, like, you're inside the TV. It's nuts. They got you. Anyway, yeah, have a wonderful Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. Father's Day is coming. I don't know what to say about that either. I don't know what to get. Of course, there are tons of sales happening, but hey, whatever. So this is it. It's a long goodbye again. Have a wonderful day. I repeated myself again. Yeah. I think that's all I'm going to say. Yeah. The best answer I have. Peace. How about that? I say peace. Now somebody else says peace already. You can say ciao, but everybody says ciao. I gotta find something one of these days for goodbye. So now I'm just saying goodbye. See you on Monday.